If you want a little show and you don't know where to go, put on your headphones and hit the mark.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Hit the Mark with Mark Levy. This is your host, Mark Levy, and of course, welcome, guys. I am so excited. It is the beginning of our DCM episode. DCM 17 is our third year doing DCM episodes. It's going to be big. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. It's going to be tiring. It's going to be very tiring. All my shows this year are between 2 and 7:50 a.m. on both days. Today, it's actually 1:59 p.m. on Friday. Today is June 20... Oh, my God. I'm forgetting the date. All right. This is bad. It's June 26th. I want to apologize for many reasons, for many things. Our last episode was Marshall Louise, which was all about a month ago. We are on slight hiatus for the summer. We're not going anywhere. It's just I got very busy as an actor this summer, and because of that, it's a little bit hard for me to find time to be able to do the podcast on the regular. It will be back on the regular in September. There will be infrequent episodes before then. The reason why is because my Florida Man play, All Is Fine in Sunny Florida, is going up in July at the Manhattan Repertory Theater, the 22nd, 24th. There will probably be an episode before then, I hope. And also, I got cast in my second Fringe play, A Life TBD, by Jonathan G. Galvez, who's a great friend of mine and an amazing playwright. And it's going to be a really fun summer. It's going to be a very, very busy summer, but it's going to be a very fun summer. Also, I have a new podcast that is daily, but it is on small hiatus just for this weekend because DCM is such an important time. And, that's the easiest way to put that. but that's called the Daily Laugh Podcast. If you guys would like to listen to it, please do. It's free. It's on iTunes. If you just type in my name, you'll see it. You'll see about 20 episodes there. They're all really short, because it's daily, and it's literally all me just being like, hey, I find this video funny, you can watch it, and here's how. We're getting ready for DCM weekend. I got my last good night of sleep last night. I'm actually still in my apartment, and it's 2 o'clock. Normally I'd be by the theater getting ready for the excitement of DCM. I went on DCM Blinds on Twitter and saw the line was already 9th Avenue for Chelsea Theater, which is a shame because one of the only shows I really wanted to see is right after the marathon. I mean, I'm going to see a lot of shows, but like, it was a team that I've heard of vaguely for a few years, and they're having a reunion show, 5 Dudes, but that doesn't matter. I'm going to be leaving here very shortly. You'll probably hear me next at the training center, but yeah, guys, I'm going to tweet out that Hit the Mark's recording and looking for people for DCM. It's going to be a fun weekend of debauchery, fun, craziness, and all that other great stuff. I can't believe it's here. Last night I experienced Star Silicon, which is incredible and amazing. Also, I want to say I'm very proud of the Supreme Court. For those that don't know, marriage is legal for anyone in all 50 states now. I think that's incredible. That happened today. It went from 37 to 50 overnight. Today, because everyone that wants to get married should get married. That's the way I'm going to put that. I mean, that's just the way I see things. I apologize if you don't agree with me on there. But that's my personal opinion about everything. And you'll probably hear people be like really excited about that. Because I live in a very amazingly supportive community, and you'll hear more about that very shortly. All right, so now we have I have my wristband, and I bumped into two previous guests. So I think both. Oh my God, Phil Jackson, how are you?
hey, what's up? Hey, pretty good. Yesterday.
and that's how it happened. 17 seconds into the episode, first surprise guest. That's awesome. That was Phil Jackson, previous guest.
It's unethical that you didn't tell him that was being taped.
Yeah, I know.
It's really unethical.
I feel really awkward about it. Phil, was it okay that you just appeared on my podcast?
What's that?
You just appeared on Hit the Mark.
You were recording.
I literally
Oh, you were recording your podcast?
Yeah, yeah, it's cool though. I mean,
hey guys, I'm so sorry.
It's cool. No, it's totally fine.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know. He just started doing. He just didn't really tell you.
I did say.
But he did say.
Oh my god, you might make me feel so awkward right now. We're like 4 minutes into the DCM episode.
Mark. We're going to start Podcastgate. It's about ethics in podcasting, okay?
Oh, come on. That's the worst about everything. Phil was cool with it. Well, here's Martin Ryder, and here is Daryl Haynes.
Hello.
Daryl Haynes is here, you guys.
Daryl Haynes.
Martin Ryder.
Remember him
here,
from those two episodes you got to be on?
Yeah, I got to be on two. It's because I'm extra special.
That's cool.
Not just special,
don't
but
worry,
extra
Phil,
special.
I'll talk to you later, so, you guys excited about DCM?
You just missed it, but Phil Jackson gave Mark the middle finger when he said that.
Actually, there is
sarcastic.
I guess there's bad blood there.
Yeah.
But he gave him a middle finger, and like it was like, fuck you.
Well, it's also because, you know, I keep up the Rest in Peace Phil Jackson at the Nerds every week.
Yeah.
Whatever. How have you guys been? Good?
Good. Great. Doing great.
You excited?
Doing good.
No, yeah. I've been doing real bad.
I'm sorry about that.
Terrible. Let me tell you about it.
No, I just have my feet are sore.
Yeah. Mine too. I'm not used to walking this much, being in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, because you're Mr. LA.
Yeah,
Mr. LA Haynes.
LA Haynes. Yeah.
You should do an episode about sore feet and how to like a good foot bath or something.
That's kind of like what this episode becomes towards the end.
I would like a nice foot bath episode where you learn different techniques. Right. Like, what should I put in my foot bath? Salt.
Yeah. That I'd be interested. I'd watch. Listen. Whatever to that. I'd read the book.
Well, no, I watch it because I like to turn on my visualizer on iTunes while I listen to podcasts.
Yeah. That's true. Sometimes I just like to mute the music and just watch a visualizer.
And wonder, what are they talking about? What made that squiggle move like that?
Yeah, and then you start being the and you start talking like you're,
hey,
what do you put in your foot back?
Yeah. It's like when they do the improv shows where they try to, like, they watch a sitcom on mute and they talk.
Yeah.
I do the podcast.
Yeah.
And mute them and
but
I start
with myself,
talking.
Yeah.
Martin's foot riders.
Don't make fun of my hurt feet, Mark. I didn't know
this. Wow.
Bully everybody, the Mark.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. I'm like,
bully everybody, the Mark. It's a great name.
This is
a great name for a podcast.
I'm going to name my third podcast, Bully Everyone, the Mark.
Bully Everyone, the Mark.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Stop. I mean, I love you.
I don't like that imagination.
So how like being roommates with Martin this week?
Oh, it's fun. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, fun time.
Yeah, I was already asleep when he came home.
Alright.
So he didn't have to deal with me.
Alright, and now by the UCB Chelsea Theater. It's about 3:57 and things are not too crazy. That's insane. Yeah. It's all good, it's all exciting. And we're back! Oh my god, guys, it is 9:53 p.m. on Friday night. Me and Scott just refueled at Taco Bell. Yeah, me and Scott Friedstein, my teammate and previous guest of the show. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I feel invigorated.
Dude, this DCM has been insane so far.
Yeah. I'm having a great time. I just saw a great block of 6 shows.
And I saw 4 of them. No, I saw 5, but like I came in before you.
Yeah. So. I came in during, it was North Coast, and stayed all the way to Middle Ditch and Schwartz.
And I saw 5 dudes, North Coast, JV, Kemp Sass, and then a law firm with the whole law firm, pretty much.
Basically, yeah, more law firm than I've ever seen before.
About 15 members of them, and it was a beautiful, beautiful sight to behold.
It was great. I'm glad I got in, because I was afraid it kind of, like, stopped me in line. I was like, at the
same
front.
Here. Yeah, right before 5 dudes for me.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. They told me I'd have to wait. It's like, the theater's not capacity until the cleaning, which is at 9. I'm like, I'm not waiting like 3 hours. Fortunately, I got it.
Yeah. So. What's a highlight for you for the festival so far?
I'd say so far is probably Law Firm.
I agree.
That's such a great high energy set. It was, I mean, too many people would mention, but. Adam Pally, Gil Azari, Middle Ditch.
My Hero Gabrus.
Yeah, John Gabrus and DC Pearson. They all
Connor
just
O'Malley, Frank Gillespie. Like,
yeah.
Just amazing people, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they fucked with each other, but it was just like, totally. It was really, really fucking like fun, high energy set.
Yeah. Any shows looking forward to coming up in DCM for you?
that I'm not in?
Yeah, sure.
I am looking forward to, I want to see a lot of little Herald teams hopefully get to catch Monkey Dick, Bastion, Ragnarok.
And I want to see Fwan. I know they're tonight.
Yeah.
Ellie Kemper's in that, which was really fun to meet her briefly today.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to see, I know Mother is at midnight tonight.
Mother is impossible getting her ready, probably.
Yeah, yeah. That's one team I do want to see, though.
Yeah.
And just looking forward to, like, a lot of fun bit shows that are going to be happening.
What's your favorite one you're in?
My favorite one that I'm in?
Yeah.
I won't say Strip Prof, because that's probably going to be the scariest. and probably... possibly the most exciting. Who knows?
Don't get too hard.
Yeah. No, that's not. Never for me.
I'm a man. Yeah. I control myself.
I don't get hard. Amanda doesn't get hard. I would say probably Meconocene. I did that last year and it was really
big,
fun.
Big fun. Yep.
Yeah. It was very unstructured. We were all double.
There's
rule.
More structure this year, though.
Yeah. One rule is that we were all just Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a taco. You guys are listening. You can't see.
We're turning this way, though.
Yeah. I'm holding a taco while I'm talking to you, and I'm silently contemplating whether to eat it or not.
Do what you gotta do, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I can stop recording whatever, so.
Oh, that's fine. Because you said we went to Taco Bell. They gave me an extra taco. And it's like, you don't want to throw away.
No, it's goodness.
Yeah.
Well, at least fillingness.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, excited about, doing the Matthew McConaughey and Connors scene.
Cool.
And I think you and I are in a show.
Tonight at Diners, Drivers, the Guy Fieri Improv.
Guy Fieri Improv, yes.
I don't know Guy Fieri much at all, so this will be interesting for me.
I sadly do.
I remember when you did the show, you talked about Guy Fieri a lot.
Yeah, I'm kind of I'm kind of a fan of Diners, Drivers, and Dives.
Yeah?
It's my guilty pleasure.
Well, you're allowed to enjoy yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what kind of, like, that's what DCM is all about. It's such a crazy thing to happen, like, every year. It's kind of like comedy summer camp where you, like, don't sleep.
I call it Improv Christmas, but...
It's Improv Christmas.
Yeah.
It really is, because it's a gift.
Like Hanukkah.
Yes.
But brought on by Coca-Cola. Uh-huh. All right, well, we'll talk to you guys later. All right, kiddos. We're almost entering Saturday. By the time I finish the sentence, probably will be Saturday. We don't know. I'm actually by the front of the line at UCB Chelsea Theater. AJ McKean is dead-ish. I'm telling people, they actually decide to wait outside from the Stepfathers. Which, if you know anything about the Stepfathers, they're the greatest team in the world. And I got some great people I'm talking to, and one of them looks very concerned right now. Amy Spooner and Josh Wells, how are you guys?
Good.
Yeah. Don't be scared. It's just
we're not afraid of anything. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Don't be
except for snakes. I don't like snakes.
I'm
especially
scared.
Big snakes.
Well, I don't like snakes, but I'm not as afraid as she is.
So if someone, maybe I saw a snake, would you just run away or attack it?
Well, it depends on the size of the snake, because in my backyard...
Let's say a 4-foot snake.
Oh, run!
Oh, I mean, we're talking like a constrictor? I mean, what about a grade of constrictor?
Okay. No, what about a python, though, man? Ugh, that's the worst snake.
I was being very vague on purpose. I'll let you guys decide.
I mean, I've held constrictor, like, over 4-foot snakes. I'm okay with that.
No, stop. You're being disgusting.
I better stop talking.
Well, how's the DCM so far? I know it's clearly been... My choice is to wait online for a few more hours than you need to.
But waiting online is part of the experience. It's
really
part
is.
Of the fun. And when the weather's nice, it's ultimate.
It's
stunning
weather.
Yeah.
The best thing that's happened so far is Jason Mantzoukas walked by me and we just overheard him say, I don't know, it was September 11th, so it was canceled, but I was there that year. We'd have no idea what he was referring to, but...
Well, okay, so we're talking about 2001, assumingly.
Well, we know that much, but I don't know what the event was.
This is a mystery that most of us are not interested in solving.
It could be DCM, actually.
It could. I mean,
maybe you turned the phone.
Keep in mind, DCM used to actually be like in August when I started.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
So, that could possibly mean that it could have been a little bit later in the year, like a few weeks later. I don't know. I don't know anything. I just know that I've been going to DCM every year for the last 5 years.
It could have been, wow, a weird orgy that took place at that time. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, it could also
just,
be
like, wasn't that the orgy because, like, a stupid plane fell into the two towers and, like,
yeah,
killed a ton of people. But, like,
did he walk by? I overheard it. It was him and Nick Kroll and some other guy.
Mm. Nick Kroll was there?
Nick Kroll was there, too.
I know Nick Kroll was there.
I saw. Well, I mean, I don't know if he was there at that event. I just said they walked by and I can never hear.
Is it bad? Can I ask the listening audience if I don't know who either of those people are?
Considering you do a lot of UCB, probably.
Yeah. I don't know names. I don't do names. I don't do celebrities.
But you've been counted now.
I know. It's so awkward. Yeah. Are you guys doing any fun shows? Well, I see you have an orange band and you have a blue band. So you're in. Yeah, first crush, right?
No, no, that's Alex's team.
I thought you were on that team, too.
No, I'm in some bit shows.
Cool. Cool. Which ones?
Reverse Carpetbaggers, which is at 6:30.
What is that show?
It is a Southern improv show. If you're from the South, you can be in it.
I wish I was actually truly from the South. But I'm from further South than anyone else, so.
I don't want to promote.
Miami.
Yeah, we can't count you.
Yeah.
I don't consider Florida the South for the most part.
Parts of Florida.
What I'm from the deep South.
Alabama, Mississippi,
Louisiana.
Okay.
I don't want to support McDonald's because you know they're like an evil corporation.
They're
this
your sponsor,
coffee.
Right?
What?
Is that your sponsor, right?
That'd be so awkward. I actually had sponsorship when it was McDonald's. I don't
know. But I gotta be here. I gotta be real. I've never had a McDonald's coffee before, and this coffee is good.
They call it McCafe.
You got the Secunda bump.
Yep.
I mean, McDonald's been through a lot of shit recently, so. What's up?
They deserve
Claire?
It.
Rocket, dude, how you doing? You want to be on the podcast?
Hey, guys, here's Cliff Henning.
Hey, I'm Cliff Henning.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Good. Having a good time at DCM?
I'm having a great time, but it's not even midnight on Friday.
No, it's midnight. It's 12:03.
Okay, so it's midnight on Saturday now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have no idea how I'm going to survive the next 2 days.
Wait, are you going to be up the whole time?
I don't plan to be. I have a shift. I have to work at 10 a.m. And that's normally when I go to bed during DCM.
Right, I know that, yeah.
So at this point, I'm not sure when I'm going to get sleep or where.
I actually have an issue like that on Sunday. Like, Sunday I have 5 hours-ish.
So you're not sleeping until Sunday?
No, I can sleep tomorrow. I don't have anything to do until like 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, I got shit to do.
But, yeah. So Sunday is an ugly day for me, but it'll be fun.
Okay. That's fine. This is my ugly day. The next 24 hours is going to be my ugly day. Because, like, once I'm in that theater, I have no reason to leave until after President Saru. Is it Ru? President Saru.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I'm going to stay there from, like, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. probably. And it's like, I like seeing bit shows. I don't know when I'm going to leave the theater to go get sleep. I don't know when that's happening at this point.
Aren't you in bit shows on tomorrow morning?
What's that?
You're in bit shows also, right?
I'm not in any shows this year.
So you're just teching.
Hear that, people? Put me in your shows next year.
I can put you in my show, but my show's at 7:30 a.m. Sunday.
7:30. I could do that. That's 10 easy pieces?
Yeah.
That's 10 easy pieces.
10 easy pieces.
10 easy pieces at what time? 7:30 a.m. Sunday?
At UCB East.
At UCB East.
Granted, this goes up after it happens.
We're still pipping it.
Hey, guys, 10 easy pieces, be there.
Yeah, be there. If you're listening to this, you have no excuse to have not been there when it happened.
You weren't in bed. You did not know this podcast existed. Here's a weird question for you, Cliff.
What's that?
Because you had a fun experience the first few hours of DCM. As a tech intern, you decided to watch it for the booth.
Oh, yes, I did.
Is that a bad way to put that? Or?
No, that's a fine way. That's what I did. So I got to see like a good four-hour chunk in Chelsea after the press conference. I got in there for five dudes, which is a lot of great people.
It was Gethard,
Moynihan,
Zach Woods.
Yeah.
Eugene Cordero and Charlie Sanders, whom I've never seen before.
I've never seen him before either.
I've seen him before, but I've never seen him perform.
It was a great show. There was one move where Charlie Sanders tagged out a chair.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was
played the chair.
Have you seen Law Firm?
I saw Law Firm.
That
was the last thing I saw.
That was great.
I was going to see Flan right now.
Oh, really?
That didn't happen.
Yeah, it seems like people couldn't get in, right?
Did you try?
No, I didn't try. I just know people who were trying and then saw them not getting in. I saw them elsewhere.
So you were literally outside 23rd Street. There's binoculars. In a tree.
I saw them not get into SVA Theater. Is it at Fit?
SVA.
SVA Theater. That's what I saw. Yeah. I mean, I just want to know who's getting into which shows. I just want to know that. I went and checked out the Magnet, and that has a long line.
Really?
Yeah, first year at DCM, long line at the Magnet.
Great to hear.
Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know what team. Because there's some great shit over there.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, UCB house teams and, like, other, like, a lot of, like, touring teams.
Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit was there.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I'm really happy with the dispersal of shows this year.
I'm also very happy with the location dispersal.
Yeah. Because it feels like no matter what theater you're going to, you're going to get a great show if you stick around for an hour or two. I actually set a rule. It's like, I won't do Hit the Mark unless I get on a house seat. I actually said that to myself.
You really said that?
Yes.
You really said that?
Because I don't think I deserve to be on it until I get on a house seat.
All right. So here I am, further down the line, 12:13 a.m. On Saturday morning, and I found my favorite Stefan Schuett in the world, Stefan Schuett.
Hey, thank you. I'm glad I'm your favorite of all Stefan Schuett.
Yeah, man. This is the second year in a row appearing on the DCM episode.
My voice is a little better this time.
Hopefully, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah. How's your DCM been?
Oh, it's good. It's good. I tried to do the convoy over at SVA, but a standby line was very big and long. I couldn't get in. So I made my way over to Chelsea. I've been in this line since about 10:30. So I mean, for 2 hours.
You have a great spot, too. You're going to get in.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. And I actually have a show at 5 a.m., too.
What
so
show?
I'm doing the Keith Patty's I'll Allow It.
I want to be on the show so bad. I was shot by 10 at the Beast.
What's your show?
The Kissing Booth.
Ooh. You going to kiss people?
I guess so.
Who are you going to kiss?
I have no idea. We'll find out at 5:12 a.m.
Oh, God. I can't wait. I'll be there after that. Right when I'm out of here, I'm going to head over to the Beast. I got a couple shows at 6.
Yeah. Cool. So anything you're looking forward to specifically at DCM? Like performance-wise, experience-wise?
Yeah, this is my, let's see, this is my 5th DCM involvement. And beforehand, I did a lot of workshops, watched a lot of shows. And then the last 2 DCMs I worked at, I volunteered at DCM 15, at 10 DCM 16. So this year, I'm actually in a lot of shows I've never been in. My first show was last year. It was a quick bit show. So this year I'm actually doing a good amount of shows. So this year I'm approaching it as more of a performer, which is something I look forward to. Okay, I'm on the docket for, I believe, 7 shows, and I want to hit all 7 of them, and I want to do them to the best of my abilities. And then I want to make my way, try to catch as much as I can. I want to pull an all-nighter. That's always just try to do at least 1 all-nighter. So I'm hoping that's tonight.
I'm doing 2-ish all-nighters.
Nice.
Because my volunteership's at 1 p.m. on Sunday, and
at
4th Street.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yeah, I'm very excited, but also that same day, my last show ends at 7:30. At 7:40.
Oh, yeah, that's a long day. It's a long day. Are you going to go to ASCAT after that?
I'd like to.
Yeah.
I haven't been to ASCAT DCM in a very long time.
Oh.
I don't have a ticket, but I would like to stay in my line.
I've done that the last 2 years, though. They've been good. I didn't get to do DCM 15 because you had to actually pay for that one.
Right, that was when I was here.
Yeah, that was the one that was here because it was the 15 anniversary one. But last year I saw it back at half. It was a lot of fun. So this year I'm debating whether I'm going to do that or go to a soccer game, honestly.
Well, for long-time listeners, I've heard Stefan's earlier episodes. You know that he's a big soccer fan.
Yeah, New York Rebels are playing New York City FC. So it's a big New York Yankee Stadium's going to be packed.
That's exciting.
But I think they're like $50 tickets, so I probably won't be able to afford that.
Well, let's find out, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Stefan, it was great talking to you, my friend.
See you, dude. Peace out.
We got my favorite little cubby bear behind me, Corey Willis. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. How's your DCM?
It's going great. Caught the Hooray show so far. It was fantastic.
I heard there was a proposal.
There was a wedding proposal, and then there was like a weird 2 girls were talking about. They made it legal, and then they went over, and one of them tried to propose, and the other one kind of shut it down. walked away.
Well, do we know the wedding proposal people? Or?
No. It's 2 random people that I didn't know. Charlie and Jen, I think, or Chris and Jen or something. But anyways, congratulations to them. How's your DCM going?
It's going pretty solid. I caught the early block here.
Nice.
And now
I heard it was fantastic.
It was amazing. Law firm blew my mind.
Yeah.
But it's been great. How's yours been?
It's going great, man. I'm really, really psyched to check out this fantastic 1 o'clock block of
cool,
shows.
Cool.
Going to catch Davin and Danielle tonight.
I want to see it so badly, but I'm not going to be able to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's cool.
But there's so much more action. Yeah. So much more action.
I know. For those that don't know, Corey is also going to design the poster for my awesome play, All Is Fine in Sunny Florida. No, thank you. To the pretzels that the audience does not see. But, yeah. And love this dude. He's a good man.
Love you too. Happy DCM. Happy DCM. I'll see you in just a few minutes if we get some snacks.
All right.
Hey, I'm recording from my room because I'm still trying to get out of bed. It's 1:10 p.m. on Saturday, June 27th. DCM has been insane so far, and it's great. It's so much fun meeting a lot of cool people, being around a lot of cool people I miss. Show report so far, Drunk versus High Prov was kind of a disaster, but that's okay. That's a lot of DCM. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Improv, the Guy Fieri show that I did was amazingly fun. The Kissing Booth was also really fun. It's going to be a long day today, really long day. I might be seeing UCB doing improv if all goes according to plan. Going to head to the party space, get some food, and stuff like that. So, won't you join, I guess? I don't know. I'm exhausted right now, guys. It's DCM. DCM is the greatest weekend of the year. That's all I have to say about that. I sound exhausted, I know. Let's rock.
All right, well, here I am, guys. I'm in McDonald's with the great, awesome Patrick Cotner. You know him from the podcast, from other episodes. How you doing, man?
Hey, how are you, Mark?
I'm doing great, man. How's your DCM going?
DCM's going good. Stayed out till like 5:30 last night. Probably same, be the same tonight.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
What's your favorite shows? Excuse me, favorite show so far?
I loved the Owen Burke improvised Empire Strikes Back.
I heard it was amazing.
Yeah, he did it in 15 minutes. He was really good.
By himself?
Yep. He left out the scene where you meet Boba Fett for the first time, but
apart, I can't do that.
Apart from that, pretty much everything was there.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. I saw like a lot of really insane bit shows last night. I saw Brandon Lee Mulligan doing his one-man power game, which was really fun.
Yeah.
And shockingly fun, considering it's a power game, so.
He's great.
Yeah. I was able to enjoy seeing almost all Ruru, like the original Ruru.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, that was.
Just saw that, yeah.
That was awesome. We just both got out of that.
I should let people know I'm not really recording much today because a lot of other circumstances I can't, like, help with, but.
It's real rainy.
It's really rainy, and I was talking to people, like, couldn't really record around earlier, so it happens.
Yeah. We're in McDonald's right now, and a girl just asked us if Nelly the Rapper was going to be here. Mm-hmm. I don't think he is.
New York, baby.
Maybe he's in the Manzoukas show.
Manzoukas Brothers?
Yeah.
Or the Cole Friends or whatever?
No, the Manzoukas and.
Oh, yeah.
No, maybe he's the second guest.
That'd be exciting, right?
I should have told her that.
See, at first I thought she was a person participating in it, right? So there's no badge.
Yeah. No, I don't think she knows anything about it.
Yeah. It happens.
She seemed like a very nice girl, and I'm sure if we got to know her, we would have had a much better time.
How's life been? Because I know you've been so busy with Gethard Show.
Yeah, life's been good. Midway through Gethard Show, I have 5 more episodes to go.
Yeah. That sounds right. Wow.
Yeah, Ellie Kemper's on this week.
That's going to be good.
It's a ton of fun. Yeah.
Cool. Wish I could be there on Tuesday, but now my life is so busy with rehearsals.
No, I get it. I think it's going to be a fun one, but it'll be online pretty soon after that. So.
Does it feel really cool working on as a pretty important job in now cable TV show?
Yeah, man. Getting money for the show, I mean, not getting paid, but I mean, getting money for, props and stuff is great.
You're not getting money?
No, I am getting money, I'm not saying
that. Yeah.
I'm saying, having money for, props is awesome, because, we can actually do stuff now that doesn't need to, cost under $100 or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just so much fun watching, it's just the most fun thing ever.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So, what's, any other things you want to hope or dream for the rest of DCM? I know we're a little past the midway point.
Oh, man. I booked ASCAT tomorrow. So
Can you give me a spoiler?
Can't give you a scoop.
Even though this will not be up until Monday.
Can't scoop it.
Is it big?
There's one of them's pretty good. One of them's good.
Do you mind
they're both good. They're both good.
Do you mind me asking which one's better, just out of curiosity?
I refuse to answer that question.
All right,
Yeah, how did you start booking ASCAT? Do you mind me asking that?
Shannon asked me back in October.
Because I know you're always like taking like Instagram photos and stuff like
Yeah. Catherine Udon and Michael Caine used to book it, and they stopped in October, and Shannon asked if I wanted to do it. And I've been doing it ever
since. So you've been calling like, all these cool random celebrities. Yeah.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Who's your favorite guest? Obviously, you can't say, like, can't count tomorrow, of course.
I think that's tough, because I've had a couple cool ones. I really like Bradley Whitford from The West Wing.
You're the one I got? Awesome.
Matt Whitford. Paul Schaefer did it. Letterman's
been later. That's so cool, yeah.
Yeah, they've been a cool one. Sarah Koenig, the week Serial ended.
Yeah, I saw.
That was a cool one. It's been fun.
Nice.
It's been fun.
Cool, man. Yeah. Well, I hope you have the greatest rest of DCM. And I apologize if the level of sounds is weird.
It's
trying
fun.
Not to disturb people in McDonald's.
Yeah, we're in McDonald's, so it's, you know.
I just ate McDonald's for the first time, like, 7 months at least, and I don't eat McDonald's again.
How was it?
Edible.
And
you?
On that note, edible.
Yeah, is anyone? Your hair's moving live?
Yeah, get that
awesome.
Asshole, get that wet asshole with the poncho out.
Wet asshole with the poncho? Oh, is this like for UCB, the Periscope? Hey, should I vlog my podcast on that?
Yeah.
I mean, we are recording on my podcast.
Guys,
hey, Periscope.
This is crazy.
I'm Mark Levy from Hip Hop. And this is Kim McGraw. Yeah. So how you doing, man?
Mark Levy, this is funny because 365 days ago...
I know, we met.
We met, yep. And I talked on the podcast for the first time.
You're making your second appearance, man.
Second appearance at DCM.
Yeah.
And at UCB. Yep. Not at UCB. I've been here often, but...
Actually, like, the first episode with you took place 8 feet away from here?
No, we... I
no,
did
no
it,
like, over
oh,
there.
Oh, yes, it was right
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
yes, it
yeah,
was.
Yeah. Like, right by the,
wow.
Right by the posters.
Shows that a lot has changed, folks.
Yeah. So how you doing?
I'm wet today, dude. I'm wet. It's
It's
been raining. I've been here since noon.
Yeah.
Maybe running on 3 hours of sleep.
Oh, Jesus Christ, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
And hey, folks, how's it going? You guys are all access, right? All access? You're good to go. You're good to go, yes.
Okay. Cool. Yep, so, have you caught any shows at all?
End of step,
actually, I saw you. I saw you in...
Hey, guys, how's it going? Hi. Are you guys here for what show? Cool. So we're holding up on selling wristbands at this moment just because we let a whole slew of people in.
Okay.
So we're at capacity at the very moment at this theater.
Okay.
If you want to go up to the Magnet Theater on 29th Street, you can buy one right away and maybe there's no line. You can walk right in and see some shows there.
Oh,
all right?
Okay. All right. So on 29th
Street between 7th and 8th.
Oh. You guys want to just walk up?
Sorry, guys. I'm working.
Kim McGraw is a fucking amazing
human being.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, no. The theater thing already happened.
So this is the line for
which people who are trying to get in for bit shows and or just hang out and see.
Is there a line for the next theater meeting yet?
This is it.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, folks. How's it going?
Hey.
Right. You guys here for what show?
There are so many recordings happening. See, like.
I'm sorry.
10:15.
It's 10:15. What's the name of it?
Ball.
Cool. Just pull up your ticket real quick, cause you're at the wrong theater.
Really?
Yeah, you're either up the block or around the corner.
Oh,
SBA? SBA is going to be 23rd Street, so between 8th and 9th. Hit the mark. You're living right now. You're living up to the line
this is
captain
like,
life.
As real as it gets, guys.
Okay.
23rd Street between 8th and 9th. 333.
Where are we right now?
You're at 26th Street.
Oh.
What's up, guys? How's it going? Oh, you guys are good.
That was Jackie.
Is that
23rd,
8th and 9th?
Yes, that way.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say hi to Geverling, but I don't want to pull him out from there. Because Geverling actually appeared on the first ever DCM episode I did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't want to pull him out because I feel like he might be waiting for something.
Maybe.
Yeah, but so are you working basically nonstop until it closes?
Worked yesterday from noon to 10, working tonight noon to 10. I'm performing at the Beast all night. And then
I'm
working.
What shows you at the Beast
tonight? I'm in Strip Prob, I'm in Snapchat Prob, I'm in Dilf Town, I'm in Frat Prob, I'm in Crazy Eights.
Lots
of
performances, man. Rockstar.
Yeah,
fucking
man.
Rockstar. Kim McGraw.
That's
cool.
Me.
Well, I will let you go.
Thank
and
you, guys.
I'm going to work my way down line, probably.
Honored to have hit the mark.
Always. All right, guys. I am here in, like, 15 people back in line at Chelsea with one of my dear friends who put together one of the most fun shows I've been in so far at PCCM. Mr. Kyle York, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good, man. You look like you're so prepared right now. Poncho, umbrella.
Yeah,
it is a wet DCM this year, guys.
It's super wet. This is a youth poncho.
Oh, yeah.
It was labeled as youth poncho.
Oh, yeah,
I
see
had to,
that.
I had to try. It's a little short.
It's shorter than your shorts.
Yeah. so it's really just covering my torso. I had to kind of tear the head hole bigger because my head wasn't fitting through it. But it's helping.
Cool. Yeah. How's your DCM been?
been great so far. I volunteered at FIT.
Oh, nice.
I was stage managing there.
Great.
I got to kind of like half watch, half manage like Broad City Live.
Oh, yesterday, right?
This was yesterday. Yeah.
Was Broad City Live just Alana and Abby, or?
It was Abby and Alana, and then they like did like a little pimping thing up top where like Abby would pimp Alana into doing something and Alana would pimp Abby into doing something. It was funny.
I saw the gay spectacular.
Gay Pride Improv Spectacular. And then Take It Personal was after that.
Nice, awesome.
Yeah, and then went to the Party Space for a little bit, and then we had our bit show.
Which was so much fun.
Yeah, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Improv.
That was really more fun than I ever thought it was going to be.
It turned out really well. The audience seemed to like it, and even though it was like a little crazy,
but like what I loved
it was about, like fun crazy.
What I really loved about it is like the fact that like it all started off very much Group Minds,
yeah.
And then like it like splintered in certain ways that like was like so yes and so hard. Like
the Val Kilmer thing became a recurring bit, and
me screaming into a microphone about vegetarianism.
And then we got blacked out to everyone in the theater chanting "Women, women, women."
Oh, that was so insane! That was the most fun I've had on stage at DCM this year.
Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. And then I got back to the hotel that I'm staying at and washed out all the gold hairspray that I had in my hair.
And that's all over your body.
It took three washes. to get it all out.
For those who don't know, Kyle is not blonde at all. And,
nope.
And his hair was pretty gold.
Yeah. Yeah, not blonde. Gold.
Yeah, you look like an Oscar.
I picked up the wrong hairspray.
It's fine.
You look close enough.
And you had sparkles in it, too.
What?
It had sparkles in it, too.
It had so many sparkles. Many sparkles. I was like, I don't know, a gay pride Guy Fieri.
Hey, man. It's cool, man. Weekend, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I will talk to you later, man. Let me know how these shows are. Because I'm going to be seeing, the big ones, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna wait for the bit shows. Yeah, I think I'm going to let this kind of go through and then wait for the bit
that
shows.
Makes sense.
But I'll let you know.
Cool. I will see you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hey, guys. It's 5:33 in the morning on Sunday, June 28th. I'm in Park Slope. I am so tired right now. I've got a couple shows in a few hours. Took a nap. Didn't really help much. Might have been a big mistake. Tempted to get a cab to the Beef, but that's probably not a good idea. But maybe a good idea. I don't know anything anymore. I'm up. I'm wet because it's raining. It's been raining for a while now. But it's like misting. Weather reports are fun, right? Oh, Jesus. I gotta wake up somehow. Alright, well, you'll hear me talking to people shortly, probably. Alright, I'll talk to you later. Bye. Alright, guys, this is the man, the myth, the legend, Austin Rye. I'm gonna put all these in if they all came out. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing good.
Happy DCM to you, sir.
Happy DCM. Thank you for dealing with the three restarts.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. How's Improv, baby. Rule the threes.
Day three, DCM.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's your DCM been?
Very low key. I've just chosen to kind of work, and I've got some other things going on, so I've been taking care of that.
Cool.
So I've just been enjoying watching everyone have a great time. I saw Gravid Water, which was always amazing.
I heard it was good. I heard Birbiglia and
Matt Walsh.
And Matt Walsh did improv in a scene together. I've never seen two people do improv in one of those scenes before.
Yeah, it was cool. It was great.
Cool.
So that was enjoyable. And then I came right over here to the Beast afterwards to work the bar. And now I'm working the bar and debating if I'm going to go to the Party Space or not. So we'll see. Yeah.
Do it, man.
Oh, I know, but I'm just keeping it low-key. I made a promise to myself this year to, like,
cool.
Do it low-key. So.
It's always good to have a nice low-key DCM every once in a while.
Yeah. DCMs in the past, I've, like, slept at the training center or not slept at all.
Yeah.
So.
Like last night, I actually slept for 4 hours in Mike Muntner's apartment, like, a few blocks from
me. Oh, nice, dude.
I was really lucky. He's like, yeah, do it. Everybody's like, I'm up, do it. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you up? And he's like, yeah. Yes.
How's your DCM going?
It's good. It's been very long, of course, but I saw a lot of things I never really get a chance to see. I've been hanging out with someone that's it's their first DCM they wanted to see.
Oh, great. Like,
they wanted to see UCB. They wanted to see Step Up. I didn't see Step Up. I didn't get a chance to see. But like they saw like everything. And, like, it was really cool to be around someone that's first DCM.
Oh, yeah. Your first DCM is incredible.
Yeah.
There's just so much going on and so many great acts from out of town.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's every DCM.
Yeah.
But, you know, your priorities and availability change, and you try to change it up every year. At least that's the philosophy I've had. I've camped out.
Last year, I performed like 8 or 9 shows.
Yeah.
So I was just here every night, like from like 12 to 5 every day.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, it happens.
It happens, yeah.
Yeah.
But it seems like everyone's having a great time. I just wish the weather had held up a little bit better for everyone. So.
Well, it's not too terrible right now. It's raining, but it's not too terrible.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I'm hanging my volunteer shift for 30 minutes, so hopefully it won't just be like crazy rain or like just hopefully we won't be outside.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Very good. I'm going to check back on the bar. Good, it's good to see you, Mark.
My pleasure. I'll see
Enjoy
you.
Enjoy the rest of your DCM.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks.
We'll just talk for a few minutes. All right, guys. Here I'm with the lovable Ryan Haney. How you doing, my friend?
And Hunter
Nelson.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, I'm just like riding their bicycle. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. Voice is a little shot.
Yeah, what happened to it?
I think it's all. I think it's just trying to talk in loud places.
Yeah. All right. How about you, Hunter? How's your voice been?
How my voice? Not good. It's about as gone as Ryan's.
All right.
I think you sound good.
How's your DCM?
My DCM's good, yeah. But I don't like not having a voice. I don't like it going away.
I hate that with a passion. I mean, I saw you, like, in the beginning, probably losing it, though, like, at Brian Mulligan's one-man.
Yes, when I was encouraging / heckling Brennan's one-man pattern game. And I'll say this right now for anyone who saw that pattern game, too scenic for my taste.
It was quite the scenic pattern game, but it was enjoyable.
Wait, Ryan, did you heckle Brennan's show?
I was more encouraging. I was kind of trying to, you know, he was closing loops hard, and I thought that should be recognized and applauded, so I kind of...
And he was like a soccer coach. Right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But also there are a lot of like straight up scenes happening in the pattern game, which is not my taste.
Nor mine.
I'm not a good pattern game, so it's not really
mine. I don't mind. A good pattern. Brennan's an excellent pattern gamer.
Yeah.
It's just
seems
to do with the counters.
You know, if he wants to do one-man pattern game into one-man first beat initiations, that's fine, but like, stick to the show, I guess.
Seriously, Brennan. how have your shows been?
Good? Show's been very fun.
Getting better all the time.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way too. I feel like, who knows, if this went to Monday, I'd be on some kind of next plane.
I feel that too. We could somehow keep going. There'll be some really good scenes on Monday.
Do you think there's a point where the marathon can't expand laterally? Like, there can't be any more venues? They only have to add more time?
Yeah.
I don't think that'll ever happen, right?
You don't think
so?
You don't think it'll be a 4-day weekend?
Nope. I think that this will always be a 3-day festival, no exceptions. Ryan, if that ever happens in the future, you can come over to my house, whatever form my family has taken, I give you permission to hold
Beast
my family.
Bird plant.
Well, whether it's me and my wife and 2 kids or 3 kids or 4 kids,
sure.
You have permission to come over and hold my family hostage for an entire weekend.
Why do you think that's something I'd like to do?
The point is to humiliate me and make the bet bad for me.
So
I'm officially telling you.
So I'd hold
this is all the record, guys.
If they had any time, any day to the DCM festival ever in our lifetime, you may come over and terrorize
so
my
if
family.
It starts, if DCM now in the future starts at Friday at 10 a.m., I don't get to hold your family hostage.
No, if it starts on Thursday, you get to hold my family hostage.
That's a deal.
All right.
I'll take it.
Well, they just shook my ties. This is as real as it gets. Thank you guys for...
Thank you, Mark.
And have a great rest of DCM.
You too, dude.
All right, guys, here I am with a person that I freaking adore. You guys are big fans of it if you listen to the podcast, Ari Vakitas. How are you, man?
Oh, I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm well.
What DC number is this for you? Is this
17? Yeah, I'm all 17, yeah.
Woo! How's this compared to the others?
Well, the difference, bigger, better organized, you know, the days of this being absolute chaos seem to be over. Shannon and everyone's doing a great job.
Yeah.
The difference for me, what I found, is it's less important for me to see shows than just like to see my friends and like check the scene out.
I mean, especially because you guys have been in LA now for a little bit, so.
Yeah, but then the idiotic thing is I keep going to shows and ending up at LA shows. That's so like, so I went weird. To like Bangarang and then I go see like Tony and Betsy and then the Assembly. Like these are all LA shows that I can see all the time, but it's just how my schedule keeps working out.
It's actually saw some LA thing. I missed the Smokes last night, unfortunately. Mm. I'm always, it's like, I hate, because I missed the Smokes last year and this year.
Oh.
But I did see JB, which is a team that's always on my radar.
Oh, good, yeah,
I really
they're
enjoyed
great.
Them, yeah, yeah. So, like, so, what's it, how's it, like, how's your DCM been? Like, you're surviving well, it looks like?
Yeah, it's been terrific.
How was Wicked Bucket Queer last night?
A lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Crazy beer on stage.
Yeah, yeah. The running bit in it was, just declaring over and over and over that we need a half an hour next year. Instead of fucking 15 minutes.
Have you guys ever done half an hour?
Yeah, it used to be a half hour show. Oh. And then I got put in this like bit show ghetto, but I don't know.
Look all bit show ghetto. I mean, because like, you guys are always like up there like Match Game and Catch Predator.
But this is serious improv. It demands a half an hour with subtlety and nuance and theatrical experience that is Funny Beans and Wicked Fucking Queer.
But wouldn't the Heinz kill each other in half an hour?
Yeah, they might.
Yeah, it's loud.
We got two Heinzes. We can spare a Heinz.
Actually, three. One doesn't do comedy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay, cool. That's good now. How was your flight?
Flight was good. I'm looking forward to my flight back. I have two more shows, but I'm looking forward to sleeping.
When's your other shows?
I'm doing 3 o'clock. We're at the Beast now. So I'm 3 o'clock Tribes, which is a Washington, D.C. show, and then Hot for Teachers Lounge, which is the two West Coast, East Coast shows, and then get in a car, go to JFK.
Oh, you're flying back today.
Yeah.
You're going to sleep so hard in that flight.
Oh, my God, I know it.
Awesome. Well, always a pleasure to see you, my friend.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Thanks. All right. I'm going to go in and watch the show.
Cool. See ya.
Thanks.
So we reached a time of day of DCM where it technically has ended, but it has not yet. This podcast is still going on, guys. I'm here walking to the UCB Chelsea Theater with the lovable, adorable Brian Kelly. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mark. Thanks for asking.
Great. How's your DCM been?
It's been great. It's been great. I've seen a lot of interesting new shows, sort of rapid fire. It's been a really... It's like the Willy Wonka Tunnel, but improv.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. What's your favorite room of that Willy Wonka Tunnel?
I'd have to say... I don't know, maybe the jams mainly.
Yeah?
Well,
it's not that many jams.
Right. No, not too many.
I mean, I didn't see that many. I only saw one. We're heading to the... Higgins UCB Chelsea jam. That is set to be a jam. Yeah. But did you catch any cool bit shows?
Tinderprov is pretty good. You should go catch that.
Which one?
Tinderprov.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah, they were on right before me last night.
Yep.
Yeah. How's your sleep been?
It's been off and on.
Yeah?
Yeah. Some days seem better than others.
That sounds like a generalization. I just like,
yeah, just like
some days I sleep well, some days I don't. Don't know.
You know, I'm just like, you know, one of those improvisers who doesn't make any rash statements. Just some days it just, doesn't, some days it
you're like so afraid to offend. You're like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a pretty boring person.
You're not that boring. Trust me, I know many more boring people than you. In this community especially. Well, not really that many. You're not boring. That's what I'm trying to say. But yeah.
No offense to any listeners out there.
And also, for those that don't know, Brian's a really good actor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in a show with one of Mark's friends, Samantha Rosen.
Rosentrader, yeah.
It was a show about the Lanza family and the sort of the corkscrew problems that led to the Newtown Massacre back in 12.
Oh, you actually played the kid?
Yeah, I played the kid.
I didn't know that you played actually Lanza. Like, it wasn't, like, named.
It wasn't named. It was loosely based.
Yeah.
Which is the term we use in the theater, so we don't get sued.
No, yeah,
no. And it was a nice little fun piece. The playwright's mission was to, you know, show it as a piece of Americana, how we've come to sort of accept this, notion of deranged killers and troubled families, and how they're just so atypical of these tragedies, unfortunately. But it's a very fun experimental piece.
Great.
Yeah.
Fun and experimental is the way to be when it's fun and experimental, you know?
Yeah.
And I know that's not, like, really dumb, but I really I'm a big, like, part of me will always be that college kid that loved doing weird-ass theater that, like, doesn't make sense with masks and stuff like that. Yeah.
Improv is a good place to delve into that.
Oh, totally. And I love it. It's, yeah. Well, I mean, I obviously love improv.
Yeah.
this is the third year that this podcast has happened, so... this podcast, not like this actual type of episode, the Del Close Marathon episode. Cool. Any fun plans acting wise this summer?
Just a sketch show. A small sketch show, which is mainly me writing, me having a few bit parts, and a few of my classmates having some good roles, filling out different characters. It's just, you know, a bunch of college students writing their characters, writing based on current events. We're having a lot of fun with Donald Trump, and we're playing every Saturday at Hunter College somewhere, the details of which will be made solidified once we actually get it solidified. It's really a work in progress.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
I apologize about the wind quality right now, guys.
Yeah.
We're on 6th Avenue.
We're facing severe windstorms.
But you know what? We're hanging in there. We're being strong. I'm so fucking tired right now, guys. I'm on like 9 hours of sleep this whole weekend. Woo! Maybe 10. I don't know anymore. But we'll talk to you guys later. All right, duders. Just finished the jam, the Iggins jam. Was fun. Bumped into one of my favorite people in the world, Rob Spencer. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Mark? I'm just licking barbecue sauce off my fingers.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, someone's got to do that. I mean, I can't do that for both me and for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't do it for me and you, you know?
No, you really shouldn't.
I mean, I've done it once.
You've done that before. I feel like on several occasions.
I feel like that's something I would... I mean, I don't know if in real life I've ever done that, but it's something that the Mark Levy character would do.
No, I think it's just who you are.
I'm a very open person. Oh, my God, Mike Still.
Yeah.
I'm rocking, man. How you doing?
Man.
Nice to
see you. What's
going
on?
Yeah. Happy DCM, guys.
Thank you.
But yeah, it is definitely in the Mark Levy character. I hate saying that.
Yeah. Anything. Yeah. Like that invades your personal privacy.
Yeah.
And like
you're kind of in the same boat, though. I mean,
I'm
the Rob Spencer character, which I hate saying.
Wait, are we characters now? Are we not people?
We are real people. I think. Yeah. But, like, the Rob Spencer character is kind of like the Mark Levy character, but, like, it's, like, the insane positivity of me meets the hopefully less sadness of you now.
Yeah.
But the extreme sadness that was unfortunate.
Oh, this is funny. I bumped into them as I was coming this way, and now I'm bumping... Sorry.
Jesus.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. How was it?
How was sudden interlude?
Only one Spencer at a time.
Yeah,
only one at a time. All right.
Bumped into Steve Spencer and Amanda Proyas. I don't know if that's her name.
I bumped into them as I was going to the gym. So, so how you doing, Mark?
I've been pretty good. I mean, I'm surviving really well today. I didn't think it was just going to be that easy for me today. I mean, I'm on 5 hours of sleep total in the last 24
hours. That's pretty good.
But, like, also, it was not, like, 5 hours straight. It was, like, 3 hours and, like, 2.5.
Yeah. That's surprising that you had managed to wake up. I find that very
But funny. Also, like, I mean, like, I was very lucky Mike Muntner let me crash his air mattress.
Mike Muntner, I should have tried to contact him.
Yeah, well. But, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know. What was your highlight for DCM this year?
Yeah.
I mean, I have an idea what I think it probably is, but I don't know if it is what
Well, I'd say probably the shows I saw... I'd say the highlight was either Doppelganger. They had a very good set.
Of course, or one of the best teams of all time.
It might have been. I think I have to say the Perfect Suggestion.
Who was it? Those Gamers?
That was Rocks.
Rocks.
Rocks came out, and it was basically
Team Rocks did it.
Oh yeah, it was basically a JD show.
Oh god,
and, it was hilarious. It was just like they were calculating the way to find the perfect suggestion.
Yeah.
Basically, as soon as they found it,
nice.
It was blackout. But
that's
it was so
funny.
Like very interactive.
Where was it? Chelsea or the Beast?
Beast.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was.
Hey guys. Happy DCM. I heard you killed it at curfew.
Oh, it was fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey Andy.
Hey Andy. You want to appear on the podcast quickly? You want to appear on the podcast quickly?
You already
are.
Yeah, you're actually on the podcast right now, whether you want
to. What is it?
You're on
hit the mark.
Is it just
DCM? Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
Just say hi, and what was your favorite part of DCM?
Hi, my favorite part was when I did Prop Corps, and I fell down 4 times and yelled at a sleeping fat guy
in
the crowd who was asleep during our whole set. It was great.
That's incredible. Oh, nice. Stay sleeping. Wow.
Stayed sleeping. Or you might have been faking it. I don't know.
Well, everyone thinks it's somewhat. Hi, oh!
Hey,
I can't wait to shoot erotic fan picture with you.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to send out an email very soon about that.
I can't wait.
But, was this your first year having something of yours in DCM that you put together?
Bit show wise, yes.
Yeah.
First time I've done any big show.
Cool, cool.
But the third time I've gotten it.
Right.
Yeah.
My dad just asked, how's it going? I'm going to respond via text, but also let him know. I'm doing good, Dad.
You should.
I'm doing good. I haven't talked to him all day.
Exclusively via text.
Well, and Zach Willis. Dude, that was a great job on the jam.
Oh,
do you want to appear very quickly on the podcast?
Sure.
Hit the mark.
Yeah.
First up, guys, this is Zach Willis, great friend of the show. We'll be on eventually. He's just a busy man. Just how's your DCM been?
It's been so fun.
Yeah?
Great DCM.
What was your highlight?
Not to toot our own horn, but I really liked our improvised play set.
Awesome.
It was like one of those morning sets where everybody's quiet.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I was expecting like a quiet set, but
cool.
It was really fun.
Nice.
What about you?
For
me, already, is that going to be
either okay, we're now in like the hallway by the space. For me, it was either Guy Fieri, myself, or because like Kyle Fieri had an amazing show there. We talked about that earlier in the episode. Yeah. Kenny DeGeese's was amazing and dark this year. We drew blood from on the stage.
Jesus.
We have one of the people was the registered nurse. I can say, I want to do that. And it's another room. The law firm was a personal highlight. The law firm was my favorite. That was not him.
Oh, cool.
Gadget, I heard, had a really good editing guy. I didn't get to get into it, though.
Oh,
mine was
cool. Sounds really awesome.
Right. Well, you know, we're going up, guys, and we'll see you in the party space. Alright folks, I'm here at the party space with John Hess. You might remember John Hess from last year's episode.
This is not John Hess!
This is John Henry. I'm fucking everything up, I'm not deleting. I'm not drunk, guys. I have only had one beer.
How many beers have you had?
One beer.
Just one beer?
So this is John Henry. Personally, you might remember from last year's episode. Also you remember John Hess, but that's a different story altogether. John
That's
Henry passed out for how long did you pass out on my Citibank class? What Citibank class too?
Last year I was awake for like probably like 40 hours before I passed out next to a city bike rack.
Did you pass out this year?
I have not passed out anywhere.
Slept.
No. Well, I might have closed my eyes briefly during some bit shows, but I never got like more than 5 minutes consecutive of sleep.
This is Will Choi. Say hi, Will Choi.
Hi, Will Choi.
He was amazing guy at the Fieri Pub.
It was a lovely time. I strained my voice yelling.
I got close a few times, but I have not slept for real.
Okay, so as people that watch you after the show know, they were up for 36 hours and went crazy. You've been up 50 plus hours.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling kind of emotional right now.
What makes you want to cry?
I don't know. Now I'm thinking about like girls and stuff. It's dumb.
Girls suck it, man. They rock at the same time.
I don't want to say that. I'm bad at making like lasting connections with people sometimes.
That's what
I naturally in a lot of situations, like I often feel like I'm someone at a party who's not wanted there, just in life in general. Like I'm afraid of feeling unwelcome, even when I am in a situation where I'm clearly welcome. That's how I'm feeling now, so.
Okay, that's understandable. I feel that way too. I feel like I'm one of the strong girls that way, honestly. I feel like what you gotta do is just grab like fireballs and do it. There's a weird thing that happened to me at DCM this year that took 4 years to happen. I'm not gonna say what it is on mic, but I will tell you off mic.
Cool story. Cool story for this podcast.
So Scott,
I'm sure your viewers are gonna be really glad to hear that something happened.
Nothing major. It happened on stage. So, but what I'm trying to say is, you're a beautiful soul and one of my better friends, and I'm very proud of you no matter what. I'm not trying to make you cry right now. This is really sincere. You're one of the more talented people I know, and you're really funny, and I really enjoy your human being. And I'm amazed you're able to do this. Like, get some sleep tonight, please.
I will sleep tonight.
Do you work tomorrow?
What?
Do you work tomorrow?
Nope. I plan to have tomorrow off because I knew this would be how it would be like.
And John Henry, I'm so sorry about you, John S. Some of you look nothing like, and are nothing like.
You don't even know who I am.
All right, guys, I got a great one right over here. Got a couple people that I truly adore. There's some of Bear Golf. Alex Otis and Jewel Golfway. We'll be talking to them in a second, so let's check their phone. We are literally right next to phone chargers. Well, the outlets. But we are by the chargers, too, because that's what happens. How are you guys doing?
Hey,
Why? Why not great? Yeah. So much fun. Yeah.
Happy DCM.
Happy DCM.
Happy DCM.
How's your DCM been?
It's been really good. Really fun.
Yeah, lots of fun. Lots of shows, you know.
What's your favorite show, what was your favorite show?
You know, it's crazy, because they're both New York teams, but I like the Law Firm and Improv Nerds both a lot.
I miss Nerds. I want to see them because, like,
Nerds
I'm fine.
Nerds were great, yeah. Middle Ditch and Schwartz was, like, Middle Ditch and Schwartz.
Oh, I miss that.
Yeah. They were so much fun.
Law Firm blew my mind.
Yeah. Same. I
also love Presidents of Rue. I got Radio Callahan, Max Cardillo, two longtime awesome friends on the podcast, and of mine. I love them. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Mark. Having a great time here at DCM.
Woohoo!
Oh, baby! Brady here. I'm having such a fun time, man. We're at the post-DCM party.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, wow. Cypher sounds air horn.
You there.
So, how's your DCM?
So far, great. Saw a couple of shows, just some nice ones, friend shows, and I was partying most of the time. Yeah. Had a good time, yeah.
Thanks. How are you, Brady?
Yeah, man. It's been really good. I saw Burglars, Anthony King, Zach Woods.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, man. It was unreal. I had a couple of good shows. Warren and Slam Ball.
Right.
Very fun, memorable shows. Did Hall of Fame Bros.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. I did puke. I puked again.
3 years in a row?
Yeah, I'm 2 out of 3 for puking
at last year.
I did not last year.
Okay. No, yes.
But we did have a... myself and Dan Glazer, I believe, did puke this year. Hey, man, worth it. It was fun. The crowd was into it. We loved it.
That's what it's all about.
Did you puke at any shows this year?
No, I've not puked at any shows this year.
I've never puked on stage. That's a good thing.
I recommend it.
Just so you say you could.
All right. What's your home? Oh, sorry, you were going to say something.
I was just going to say, how's your DCM, dude?
I love it, man. It's been really fun. Met a lot of cool people. Saw a lot of interesting shows.
Yeah.
I volunteered today, and that was fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Had a very fun experience at Tennis and Pieces. We went dark, and it went well.
Great.
Yeah, Pulley said last night ended it. With all of our shirts off on stage for the last 2 minutes.
I saw a picture of that. It looked insane.
It was good. Oh, it was great. So great. Good to be back.
Yeah.
Been a while since all of us were there. We were really excited. We were all there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So, what are your hopes and dreams for the next 3.5 hours before the party ends?
I mean, I'm going to get on the dance floor. I'm going to sweat a whole bunch, and that's as far as I planned it.
Yeah. We're burning this place down, Mark.
Yeah,
I'm burning it down.
We're burning the building down, not like last year.
No, we're burning it down.
Okay. So, granted, by the time it's here, it's tomorrow. We'll know the outcome.
Yeah, man. Just watch the news.
Awesome. I think that's going to be standard, right?
Yeah.
All right, dudes, two sets. I can't speak right now. I'm with a person I fucking adore, Eliza Kingsbury.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it even?
It's been a great day. It's been a great DCM. I have been working until this very moment, and I have so enjoyed all of my volunteers and all of the shows.
I was one of them today.
He was one of my volunteers. Mark did a great job. Everybody did a great job. And now Mama's going to party.
Mama's going to party.
Mama's going to party.
Mama's going to party DCM.
My favorite part of DCM was watching the only show I got to see, which was Tesla. Good friends of mine on that team. Tesla was awesome.
Yeah.
I was happy to watch that one team.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to let you think they're down a long weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to keep this one short because you're fucking awesome.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. I love you.
Hey, I love you, Mark.
All right, guys. I'm here with Mike Luciano. Big time fan of the podcast and great friend. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great. Having a great time.
How's your DCM?
It's been awesome.
Yeah? What's your favorite thing? I know you performed a couple times.
Yeah, I performed with 4 a.m. and Lemming Juice, and the best thing is just meeting all the people, getting to meet new friends, and just experience everything.
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to see you. Always a pleasure to see you, my friend.
Thanks.
Chris, you want up here?
What's happening?
Here, guys. Chris Griswold, you know him from episode 99.
Why do you know that off the top of your head?
Because I remember you told me once that
Brady's
22, Casey was 33, and you're 99.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good, good. Things are
good. DCM?
Yes, things are great. I had a really good time. Although, I'll be honest, I did it a little different this year. I ended up seeing two concerts.
What?
I ended up seeing two concerts the first and second night.
Oh, boy.
So I bet Midler.
Do you guys know each other?
Yeah, we had a workshop together 2 years ago.
Yeah, that was the shit, right. And you are awesome.
Yeah, oh, you're the
thank you.
Coordinator.
I love the Looch. I love your nickname, Looch.
I'm starting a podcast soon. I considered coming here recording, and I was like, no, only a dumb idiot would do it. Just kidding.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm kidding, Mark.
I'll let you go, James. Go do your thing. We're in a party space partying. Because I'm an idiot recording in a loud room. Recording Chris Griswold. I love Chris Griswold. He apologized immediately, actually. But I got some people that are also on the podcast right here. One of the co-producers on the next 12-hour set, Gary Jefferson, who I love. And Eric Triplett. How are you guys doing, guys?
Great. We're having a really good time.
Happy DCM. I hope it's been great.
You too.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of DCM so far?
Party space. Asking Jason Van Zandt to dance. Yeah, the party space is great. Yeah, we asked Jason Van Zandt last night to dance.
Yeah. He gave us a hard pass.
And but we told him that he was wasting the body that he had on not dancing, so that went well. I think we walked out of there feeling pretty good about ourselves.
Feeling great.
That's
dangerous,
man.
It was ballsy.
It's DCM, you don't go ballsy or show your balls.
I'm actually very excited for this.
know why. It's so community.
Well, yeah, she's on Stamos. She's on Andy Hager, Crunch Time. Like, she's around. Like, she's in it.
I'm
in it.
All right. Well, then I'm happy to make this connection.
Yeah, definitely.
Have a great, great rest of DCM, guys.
You too, Mark. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, guys. This episode is not a repeat. She is clothed this time.
Yeah.
Marsha Louise, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Happy DCM.
Yeah.
So can we talk about what I want to talk about?
I don't care. Let's talk about whatever.
Okay, guys. So who here loves Full House? Exactly. Everyone does. Who here loves the Olsen Twins in Full House? Everyone does. Marsha Louise is playing the Olsen Twins in Full House Musical.
I am. I have to leave for Toronto next month.
Don't tell me. I hate that leaving.
I know.
Have a first reading today, or was
I did. I read the first draft of the script with everyone today. So we just went to a studio, sat around, and read the first draft. But it was hilarious, incredibly raunchy, but it's gonna be fun.
I can't wait to see the show 1,000 times.
It's gonna be ridiculous. Nice. I think, like, even when they make all the changes, it's gonna be absolutely wild.
Awesome. How's the DCM?
My DCM was great. Like, I was awake for almost all of it, which was a terrible choice.
Why were you passed out at one point?
I had to take naps in the weirdest places.
I said the meeting today.
I know. I slept in the storage room in the downstairs of the Beast.
Yeah.
I slept in Mike Staff's apartment, like Mike Staff's hotel that he got, and that was basically the only places that I slept, just for naps.
Kim McGraw's here, guys.
Guys,
I'm here and I'm not working.
He's naked too. He hasn't put on clothes since
this is the first time Kim McGraw's here on a podcast not working. Guys, I'm here. I'm happy.
Naked. Your dick is right in my face.
Whoa, how's it look?
I mean, it's just so surprising. It's so close to me.
And how's it look?
I'm trying not to stare directly at it.
But you are looking at it.
I know. I'm looking directly at it, but I'm trying to act like I'm not.
So how's it look? Guys.
Yeah, there's no way you can hear anything I'm saying.
Isn't that balcony open? We'll find out when I edit this.
Bye!
There's no way you can record it here. Ah, I the microphone's closed.
Can you see the levels? No, there's nothing.
Oh, this is my level.
You want to appear on the podcast, Jamie?
Yeah, I'll do a podcast right now.
Yeah, hey.
I can only stay on for like 10 minutes.
It's happening right now, so it won't be 10 minutes.
Okay.
How you been? Last time I saw you, you kissed.
Oh, yeah. I kissed Mark Lickini, and then I actually have been regretting this for a while, since we kissed.
Wait, what?
I've been regretting this since we kissed, because after we kissed, I made a face. That was just because there was a lot of fear in it,
yeah.
And I had to get used to that, and I was like, oh, fear!
I didn't even notice that. Embarrassing to find that out.
No, I don't know if anyone noticed it. Everyone was
like, I'm a good kisser. I can try right now. You know what I'm saying?
Your boyfriend is right there.
Away from
us. And my boyfriend is right there.
How's the DCM been?
It's been really good. It's been probably the best DCM so far.
Great.
Yeah,
I love you, Rice. You're the best. I seriously love you. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Out there. I love these fans. I've been doing this for the fans.
on the podcast.
Yes, I've never been on a podcast before. This is my first ever podcast.
I apologize if this is just shouting the last 20 minutes. I apologize, guys. I am in the party space. I'm having a good time.
Yes, we
How's
are.
How's DCM going?
My DCM's been awesome. I did a big show for the first time. It was the Meccano scene, and it was the greatest show at the entire DCM. So,
I think it's great. So,
thank you, Mark Levy, who was also in the show.
Oh, I do the best I can.
You were great, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
Me too, yeah. I got, like, 3 hours of sleep last night, and I don't know how I'm still here. But
DCM, baby.
DCM, baby.
High podcast.
All
right. Okay, now we're recording. All right, guys, I am in the party space. As you know, it's loud, it's crazy. I'm with someone I think is amazing.
Yeah,
I'm someone I adore. Anne Marie, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. I'm making the happiest face ever because Mark is awesome. What's up, Mark?
Oh, shut up. You're awesome, man.
Oh, happy DCM.
How's your DCM?
DCM has been great. It's been a little calm this year for me, but I like that. You know, you go nuts sometimes. You do those crazy dipping show, and you wear yourself out. And I'm taking care of myself a little bit this year.
I am exhausted. I have to head fish tonight.
Exactly. But you know, this is the last night DCM is closing. We are going big. Party space is pumping.
You're going to go home.
Exactly.
What was your favorite part of DCM this year?
Oh, I think my set, my team working city, we killed it. We had a Friday 10:15 p.m. slot prime time.
And guys, if you don't know about the city, they're amazing. The original amazing doll girl team.
Aw, thank you. We love each other. We have so much fun in it.
Who do you love the most on our team?
I can't pick. Me.
Yeah, Anne-Marie is amazing. We found love for each other 2 months ago.
That's right.
Hard.
That's right.
Guys, I'm so glad she's your fancy medicine.
That's fine. No, wait. It's all good. We wrapped our commercial class together. It was the funnest time ever.
Yeah. Best class ever. Take it to make the show if you want to take a class.
Yes, take it. It was great.
Cool. What are you up to for the rest of the summer?
I'm getting married. August.
When?
So August 15th, so it's like 6 weeks.
That's like right before my birthday.
Really? When's your birthday?
August 20th.
Yeah, August. August is a good month. Woo, wow.
Yeah, baby. Awesome.
What are you up to this summer?
I'm acting in 2 plays.
That's right, your plays. I need to see them. They sound kick-ass.
Oh, well, I hope they do.
Awesome. Let everyone know about them so much. They'll be great.
Yeah, guys, come to listen and watch all that good stuff.
Hell yeah.
And especially if you're an Asian, it means a lot.
Definitely. Like all the industry. Oh, all
right. Awesome. I'm going to end this episode because there's someone shouting right next to us.
Yeah.
Oh my God, guys, we're very near the end of this episode. This is insane. I don't know how to survive this week. But as you know, if you listen to the other DCM episodes, there's always one recurring thing. Like, honestly, one of my best friends in the community, like him and Misha Hilmi, even Misha Hilmi's not in the community anymore, are my two best friends in this community. The one, the only jumper shot, how are you, my friend?
Hey! What's up, listeners?
So, the last 3 years, this is the third year in a row,
wow,
you get the last segment of the episode.
Thank you. I almost feel I have to apologize to listeners. This is the least belligerently drunk I've ever been on this episode.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Because when I recorded you last the first one, I know that it was daylight still.
It was daylight. Really? Wow. Well, yeah. That makes me sound like an alcoholic, but
it's DCM, time does not matter.
That is fair. I woke up today at about 4 p.m. after doing a... oh, are we still going?
We're good.
I woke up today at about 4 p.m. after doing a 4:40 show and then taking a 3-hour nap, and it felt like 8 a.m.
Right?
Strict prob is the official name, yeah. I've had one stranger today in the bar come up to me and be like, hey, I saw your penis last night.
But were they at strip prob?
No. It was actually the weird woman who lives in my apartment and places cameras everywhere.
Jesus.
Very scary. What are we looking at?
Whoa.
Oh,
That's all I say about that. Because I feel like some things are better mysteries than that. So how's the DCM been?
It's been pretty cool, I'll be honest. I had to leave for a bit. I went to my cousin's wedding.
Holy shit.
And I had a fun thing. I was wearing a suit all Saturday, but I had my DCM wristband under my suit.
And you're 21 and over.
My heart and soul belonged to that beautiful wedding. My wrist still belonged to DCM.
And then he cut off his wrist.
And then I cut off my wrist and gave my hand to the couple as a wedding gift. It was very strange.
You know what, the weirdos and the love, that's the only reason I know long so long.
God bless the weirdos.
Amen, my friend. What was your favorite thing at DCM this year?
Oh my god. Well, I gotta say, I feel like I started everything I said with, I'll be honest, what I gotta say.
Yeah.
But I have got to say, guys, probably the Jono scene finally did DCM.
Was that the first year?
We have never done it. 4 years of being a group together. This is the first year we've ever done it. Marvely was back in town from L.A. It was a real treat. You were there.
I was there. I didn't see the whole set because I was working there. But I was working the door at the Johnson Theater at different new audience. New city. Not new audience. New audience is in Brooklyn. Near you. Not near me too, but near you.
I mean, these people aren't going to look up what we say, so we can lie. We were performing at Madison Square Garden. We were in the theater in the MSG. It was great. It was a sold-out crowd.
So they opened up the doors.
Oh, it was incredible. They had us on the big screens. There was another audience at Giant Stadium that was watching us on the Jumbotron. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
The Beatles opened.
Yeah, the Beatles opened for us. Not just the live ones. George and John reappeared. They raised from the dead.
And the original drummer.
And the Beatfest was there. It was incredible.
And it was a really great set, honestly. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks, man.
I find it always sound like John Manji, who is not the strongest looking or biggest guy there is. Or on the team.
Oh, he is way stronger than me. Have you seen that guy's guns?
No, I actually have.
That guy's got guns.
All right, well.
Well, let me ask.
Big guy.
Let me ask. No one asked you. What was your favorite part of this year?
It was a tie.
Oh.
The Law Firm.
Nice. Okay. That's great.
So I think like Law Firm was like the title team that picked me first, because I'm a diehard Davidson. He was my 1-1 teacher. Sandino was my first favorite one. That's like everyone knows that's my first favorite. But it was really cool seeing generations of Law Firm I've never seen before.
Oh, like combination.
It was,
yeah.
14 people on stage. Pally, Middlebitch, Ozeri, Gabris.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and guys, this is exclusive. Gabris will be on the show next time he's in New York. He told me that last night.
You know what you should do to test if any of this is audible? Hey, fans, if you heard that, tweet, Gabris will be on the show too. At Mark Levy?
85.
At Mark Levy, 85.
And you, also, I believe
you will win. You will win a thing that will be determined in the future.
Also, tweet at John Gabris to remind him.
No,
he's a great guy. I love the guy. Like, he's seriously, like, he is the reason, when you really boil it down, I might start crying with this.
Oh,
when
no.
You really boil it down, he's the reason why this podcast exists. This is not an improv podcast. I don't call it an improv podcast for a reason. But it's mainly with improvisers. This podcast exists because my improviser friends.
Guys, you
I
can't
know a lot of improvisers because of my love at UCB. That started in 101.
You can't see it because it's visual. Mark is crying right by the beer line. They're all crying. The bartender's crying. It is a regular weep-a-thon here. It's
Jake
incredible.
Highland is crying and he's on Twitter at the same time.
You know what you gotta do? So this is, oh, well, what you gotta do, you gotta answer this to end of the episode. You gotta give a big ending. You gotta get the whole line to say, hit the mark.
Hit the mark!
Wait, here we go, here we go. Yeah. Here we go, big ending. One minute.
Guys, just give
big ending
mark,
the podcast.
Okay?
You gotta yell, hit the mark.
Just
the count of three.
Mark, okay?
Hit the mark on the count of three.
One.
Becky, yell, hit the mark on the count of three. End the show.
One, two, three.
Hit the mark!
Incredible, 2015.
And also, let's go back to our quieter corner. So, as you people know, I keep playing to do every episode.
and you're the last one out episode. What's something you're looking forward to coming up that does not involve you?
What is it?
What's something coming up that does not involve you that you're looking forward to?
Oh, not involve me. Well, I still have not seen Terry Withers' Mysteries.
Same here.
It's a personal failing of my own. I gotta go see that. What else is coming up? Let's stick with that.
All right. What plugs for you also? Twitter, Tumblr,
plugs
Vine,
that. Please.
Instagram.
Please follow me on @JohnBurchad. Go see my mod team, One Idiot, my Herald team, The Governess, and check out my YouTube channel, John Burchad. I post videos. It's fun.
All right, my plugs quickly. @MarkLevy85 is Twitter and the Instagram. As you know, if you listen to this podcast, I have a new daily podcast I'm involved called Daily Lab Podcast. It's returning tomorrow, Tuesday. This is today on Monday. Also, as you know, I'm in 2 shows this summer. My play that
Oh, I should have promoted your show. Well, I'm kind of involved in it.
You are definitely, like, a big reason why it is.
Yeah.
I really do mean that, like, about my
own. Here, I'll plug it. So you don't have to plug yourself. I don't. So I'll plug it, then you say the dates. Everyone, go see Mark's play. It's great. It's a dark comedy. It's got a series of interconnecting stories. It's wonderful. I directed an early version. The new version has more to love, and it's even better.
30 minutes longer.
30 minutes longer. It's called All Is Fine in Sunny Florida. All's Fine in Florida.
All's Fine in Sunny Florida.
All's Fine in Sunny Florida. I was right the first time. I might be drunker than I thought I was. Guys, go see that play.
July 22nd and 24th, 9 p.m. at Manhattan Upper Troy Theater, 307 West 42nd Street. Also, I'm in the Fringe this year. I'm so excited about
that.
I told you that, right?
Maybe not.
I'm in the Fringe this year, John.
Congrats. What are you doing?
A Life TBD by Jonathan G. Galvez, another great friend of mine. Very talented writer. It's one play, 3 different parts, 3 different directors, 3 different styles.
Ooh, very cool.
I'm very excited. I'm not necessarily doing comedy in this. That's also exciting. It's in the Fringe, second half of August, around my birthday. I know where it's at. I don't know the times or the dates. Celebration Livingston Theater. It used to be the Living Theater. I'm so excited to perform there. As you know, I'm a giant theater nerd. Major off-off-throw institution. And it makes me very happy. Life TBD. We'll hear more about that later. John, I love you so much.
I love you. DCM 2015.
I'll see you also next year.
Oh, no, I plan on dying before then. You know what? I'm going to say that. And then if I die in a horrible accident, this episode will be spooky.
Please don't die.